This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
Hello.
Hey, Mommy.
Hey, I've got Simon with me.
Oh, okay. I was mostly just calling to check on you.
Oh, thanks.
Starting to wonder about this virus.
Yeah?
I understand that can... Seems like there's a huge difference between what they're claiming the fatality rates are and, like, the response.
Yeah.
Strange.
You mean that they should be shutting things down to protect people?
No, actually what I'm saying is to the extent that they are shutting things down... like an overreaction if the mortality rates that they're claiming are real.
You understand it's by age, right? People 65 and older. Can you imagine taking everybody you know who's over 65 and just lining them up and just shooting 5 out of every 100 in the head? Like,
no.
That's what we're talking about. So just because everybody under 65 is going to skew that stat to be a lower percentage doesn't mean that it's not real for all of them.
Yeah.
You're talking about literally every resident of Quality Health being, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, and I agree that that's horrific. I just don't think that there's anything we can do to stop that.
Oh.
If that's what the real issue is. I don't know. I guess, it all together, it makes me think that the death rate must be higher or something about it is more serious.
It's funny, I was thinking our response is too low because it's almost like we're doing this halfway thing that's going to make it definite that it becomes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas if you went all out, you could shut it down and then actually not have to worry about it.
I don't know. I guess that seems impossible to me. The way that everywhere.
Yeah.
You think you might have it?
I don't know. Not really. Like, I don't think I got a fever, and I don't think it's really in my chest.
Okay. You know what I mean? Like, Italy's quarantined their entire population.
Yeah.
You can't go outside in
it. But you understand Italy is older than we are.
Yeah.
Like, that's a group of old people, and they're a smaller amount of land than we are.
Yeah.
Actually, Italy might be analogous to Florida, now that I think of it.
Right.
I don't know if that's true. I could be way off. Just seems that way, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry I wasn't able to help you yesterday.
With what?
Getting the password you wanted and with you not feeling well.
It's all right. You know, the reason they knew about the line of credit was because when you removed all of the money from one of the ViStar accounts, there was, like, a fee associated with that transfer you made. And since there was no money left in the account to pay for the fee, they just automatically charged like $15 to your line of credit. And then I think the payment for your line of credit is due like whatever day of each month and it didn't get paid. So then there was like a late fee for not making a payment on the line of credit for the fee associated with the transfer.
They honestly probably should give us that back because she should have taken that out of the transfer.
You would have had to be. Well, you would have had to been the one to, you know. You wanted that much money transferred. They were obligated to transfer the amount of money you ordered.
So did we have that exact scenario at Fidelity come up, and that would be a trader. It's up to the rep to notify the client that there's a fee, which he didn't. And
You weren't purchasing something, though. You were just transferring money. What if somebody on the receiving...
What if I didn't have a line of credit?
Well, I was... They represented to me that part of the purpose of that line of credit is to be a backstop for you in those situations.
It's like a overdraft protection. But that doesn't
exactly. That's overdraft protection. And you don't, like, with the type of transfer you were making, they don't have a way of knowing that somebody on the receiving end of that transfer didn't need the amount to be what you said the amount needed to be. You know what I mean? That's not protecting you as a client by just changing the amount.
I was there
going
with,
somewhere.
Well, it's probably not worth worrying about. I'm just saying I was there with their rep.
Oh, they could have
say that they
had
a fee. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Fidelity would have given me a trading error for that.
Well, anyways, that's the deal with the line of credit. And it was funny because they weren't allowed to tell me about the line of credit.
Yeah.
But it was ironic because it was showing up, like, I don't know how to say it. It was showing up line of credit as a line item on an account that I was in.
Right.
But they weren't allowed to tell me, like, why, because I wasn't allowed to know about the line of credit, if that makes sense.
I did not realize that. Sorry.
Huh?
I did not realize that. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. You understand what I'm saying. So I sent you the link for the, I don't know, online coaching program that I would want you to go in.
Okay.
And that really a much better option for us in our situation than going to couples counseling right now.
I agree with that.
Well, did you read through it? The program information? Okay, well then, no point in talking about it. You're disagreeing with something, you don't know what it is.
I think we need...
You just disagree with something without knowing what it is. You're not educated to discuss this any further at this point.
I will read it.
Yeah. Did you, based on what you just said just now, though, I think you actually do need to call the hotline.
I already did.
Okay, what'd they tell you?
That would be couples counseling.
The hotline said that if someone accuses you of abuse, you should tell them that they need to go to couples counseling with you?
No, they said in our experience, that's what they would recommend.
Did you tell them that you've got a lot of people who are saying that you abuse your wife?
Yeah.
And they said that you should take your wife into a couple session?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Dustin, that doesn't make any sense. Did you tell them that you don't see that you're abusing?
I told them that I couldn't see it, but that if I am, that I want to get help. Really interested in arguing anyway.
I'm just a little bit dumbfounded. I just All right, well, you'll read through the program anyways, right?
Yep.
All right, bye.
Bye.